Hi everyone, welcome to 2 Minute Tips. This is Melissa Mabee, your orientation and mobility specialist. Today we're going to talk about that question that many people have. Am I ready for a long white cane? As I mentioned in a previous tip, long white canes are those tall, thin canes that people with visual impairments use. They're white with a black grip and red on the bottom. Certified orientation and mobility specialists teach people how to use long white canes properly. You can learn from me at Insight, or you can contact Rhode Island State Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. The main purpose of a long white cane is to identify the carrier as someone with a visual impairment so that cars and the general public will know to be more careful around him or her. For many people, that can be a tough idea to accept. You carry a cane, everyone knows you have a visual impairment. There's no hiding it. Many people express feelings of self-consciousness, such as, everyone's looking at me, or I don't want the neighbors to know my business. These feelings are completely normal, and it's important to acknowledge them. Dealing with vision loss is an emotional journey, so be kind to yourself and do what you need to do to get through it. Friends, loved ones, and even people in your community can be very supportive at these times. Insight offers support groups to help with these feelings around vision loss. Connecting with other people who share your feelings and experiences can be tremendously helpful. I'm sure you're thinking, why do I even need to use a cane? Well, if you've lost your lower field of vision and you're often tripping over things on the floor or missing a step, a cane would find those things for you. If you're clipping doorways because you've lost your vision on one side, you would sweep a cane to that side to find that doorway before it finds your shoulder. If you've lost your depth perception, which happens to those whose vision is different in each eye, you can't tell how high a step is or how far away objects are. You would use your cane to figure that out. There's many, many, many things a cane can do for you. But what I cannot emphasize enough right now is that using a cane will make you safer. You will use that cane to find those objects and steps so that you do not fall and hurt yourself. Injuries from falls can be very dangerous, especially if you have brittle bones, diabetes, or are on blood thinner medication. And consider the risk of being hospitalized from a fall, especially these days. Think about what is more noticeable, being a person with a long white cane or a person in a wheelchair. If you break your wrist from a fall, you're going to need help doing just about everything until that gets better. And most long canes fold up. You can put it in your pocket or in your bag. You can't do that with a wheelchair. Okay, enough of the scary stuff. If you're feeling like everyone is going to look at you, consider what one of my clients said about that. What do I care? I'm blind. I can't see anyone looking at me anyway. Other ladies on a lesson with me in the Warwick Mall said, wow, no one is really staring at us using those canes. And my response was, well, you know, they're actually staring at me because my hair looks fabulous today. Even if you're not sure about your feelings around using a long white cane, that's okay. What you can do at first is just take a few lessons to learn how to use it. Whether or not you actually use it is up to you. If you'd like more information about using a long white cane, give me a call at 401-941-3322, extension 110, or send me an email at mmabee@in-site.org. All of us here at Insight are still available to help with your needs. Thanks for listening, and stay well.